Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main beautiful city of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. Master's here with us as well. He's entering stage right. Good morning, Bub. How we doing today, man?
So, doing pretty good so far. It is Friday morning. Scoot back.
Wait, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to jam you up. I was trying to get everything done right when, and you were like, we're live. I'm sorry, man.
I'll tell you what, man. It's Friday morning. We are here at BEM.
Absolutely,
man. We are cranking. Let me tell you, the projects are flowing. I completely got a curveball thrown at me this morning.
Literally, Bub. Let's talk about that a little bit.
When one of the Miami Marlins showed up this morning with a super, super rare, brand new, right off the showroom floor, sent in from Germany, one of the first of 999 Audi R8 V10 Pluses. Just got delivered literally to our lot first thing this morning at 7:30 a.m. for a full makeover. So let me tell you, the past 3 hours, I have been in crunch mode. Getting an Audi R8 V10 Plus done, getting a CLS 550 done, which wait till you guys see that makeover transformation that we have done with a full body kit from Extreme Dimensions. We've dropped this car, stanced it, the wheels and tires, the upholstery, the body. Crazy on that car this morning, and also pro touring first gen Camaros.
We're going to talk about that. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose, exclusively on the web today, MissOutlawBoutique.com. And finally, Orange County Choppers. Bub, we're going to be talking a little bit later in the program about what's going on. Orange County Choppers are
Choppers done Bubba style.
There you go. Bub, yesterday you had a couple players in here. The season's over. You are the official builder for the Miami Marlins, Bub, and you had two very high-end players in here yesterday, one of which you're building a very, very aggressive, stealthy, military-esque exterior-styled excursion, Ford excursion, with a Bentley interior, which is really, really crazy. And of course, probably the most sought after player in Major League Baseball today, the one and only
Derek Dietrich.
Double D. Ladies and gentlemen, he was here today again with that brand new Audi that he just was awarded for his amazing playing skills on the field. He is an absolutely wonderful guy, both on and off the field. There's not enough great things that can be said about Derek. He's just a super, super, super guy, Bub. You guys are the closest of friends. He did sign these pictures for you. We got some great promotional pictures right there on the film stage floor with it, Bub.
Yeah, man, we did. So you guys stay tuned for that. That will actually be on Instagram later this afternoon. We did some quick before afters this morning some of the upgrades we already did to that R8. And let me tell you, total transformation, man. And that's what it's all about, is doing, you know, sometimes it's the smallest things that make the largest difference. And that's exactly what this car did. It's a triple black car, so everything on the car is all black. The wheels, the body, the interior, the top, it's all black, gloss black. So you want to go and not have anything take away from that, right? So in this case, the car is technically what you would quote, murdered out.
Murdered out.
That's what you kind of consider it, the term in the industry when you do gloss black everything. So we went ahead and pulled all of the Audi emblems off of this thing. So the only color to this car now is the gloss red, massive calipers hiding behind those massive wheels. So it looks really good. It pops super hard. Stay tuned for that on our Instagram feed. That will also show up on our Facebook feed later on as well. You guys will see the before, after, and a super cool promo pic we did with Dietz.
Bub, this particular car belongs to one of your good clients, Mr. Jeff Graham.
What happened?
You have been building this. Right, you've been working on this car for about 9 solid months, man, around the clock.
Yeah, I think it's been longer than that, but it's been steady.
He said, be nice. His daughters are watching.
Okay, be very nice. How about that?
Jeffrey, so, good morning. This is your
phone out of the wheel. What are you doing? This is the focal point. Jesus with this guy.
Hello, Jeffrey. Good morning. This is your Camaro, and she's almost ready to go. Bub, you have completely transitioned this car from something that wasn't quite...
Well, it went from plain Jane to being super, super aggressive, but still very classy and stylish at the same time, right? So now that we have so much work into this thing, paint and body on this car was actually great when it came into BEM. Of course, there was, you know...
Then when you got behind it...
It's just like all these, you know, the older rides, the older projects. They look great. Sometimes there's a great coat of paint or clear on them just from the quick restoration that was done to it. But once you start digging in, you start finding more. You find this, you find that. You find the car's been hit. It's been wrecked. It's twisted. The frame is twisted. The subframe brackets are broken. So it's like you go through all these different steps and processes. And there's nothing worse than having to get into jobs like that that you think are going to be an A-plus style job. You get into it and it's like a D-minus because it's just been bubblegummed and bubblegummed over and over and over, and then you're stuck in the middle.
Well, that's correct.
There's only one way to go at BEM, and that's all the way. So it doesn't matter if you get a D-minus job or an A-plus job, you're still going all the way through it.
A-plus, absolutely.
So you go through this thing. I have no idea what my actual reference was there with the grading scale.
Well, the fact...
let's just move on from that.
What you're trying to say, Bub, to your point is...
No, let's just move on
At Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, it doesn't matter. You may have paid for one thing. We get behind it. We find it's much worse than it is.
Same thing on that CLS 550. I showed you behind that left rear taillight.
Where it got hit. Did you see that,
the car was originally our first sign of impact on that car was in the right rear side. We'll show you guys some pictures of this later on. The first sign of impact was behind the right rear corner. There was damage to the bumper cover, so that's kind of an obvious. But once we got into it, I started pulling all the interior panels out of the trunk compartment.
Sure enough,
the entire left rear side, you can see all the welding wire where somebody had already welded multiple panels onto the left rear quarter panel. So in order to try to repair it and straighten it, and then the thickness of Bondo. So you could see a lot of that. And that's that kind of car. This woman thinks she bought it from an original owner.
That's right.
It had never been wrecked. There's never a scratch put on the car. The car's in mint condition. There's low mileage on it. Sure enough, that thing's been hit pretty freaking good.
And not only that, Bub, the whole trunk with some of the SAM modules and everything was sitting in water because it did not seal tightly.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until you tore into that, removed all of the carpet trunk liner.
Yeah. And you got to go all the way in to come all the way back out.
And the client was very kind. Just like Mr. Graham here. It's taken us longer, but all the wheel arch moldings are cleaned up, man. Everything's zeroed out so that it looks very stylistically beautiful. All of our door lines now match, Bub. All of the rust down in here, all of the rust through the rockers, the front fenders. This area was particularly bad back in here.
Yeah.
There was a ton of rust on this car. It was, because I think the wheels were kind of up in this
area. Yeah, you know, and the drains on these, they got clogged really hard. There's drains right in the bottom inside
over
the
here?
Trunk well. So what happens is a lot of the time, like trunk weather strip would go bad on these things. Granted, 67, 68, these are first gen Camaros. 67 to 69 was the first generation Camaro. These things, think about how long that trunk weather strip has been on there. Those things will flatten over a couple years just from the pressure of the trunk sitting on it. So it doesn't take much for those seals to start developing leakage. And then if the car naturally sits outside, which back then most people didn't really take that care into putting them into a garage, making sure they're wrapped up and covered. The metal is straight steel, it's raw steel. So underneath of this paint is nothing more than steel. When it gets enough moisture, it's gonna rot. It's just that simple. Now 50 years, that's where these things come from. You have a lot of rot develop up, and then you start getting into underneath these paint jobs that look good at 10 feet away. You start digging into them, and sure enough, you are working with honestly 10, 15, 20, 30 pounds of Bondo. And that's what you find. You just start chunking it away, and before you know it, you're down to a hole. It's just a hole that somebody took Bondo and filled it and blocked it in so you couldn't tell.
And Bub, one of the things you mentioned was 50 years. We were lucky back in the day to get 50,000 miles out of these cars.
Right.
But today's cars are giving us 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 miles. The diesel motors are doing an incredible job at going upwards of what the big rigs were going.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Especially today, you know, when we talk about pro touring rides, resto mod rides. You know, when you start building modern components into these older vehicles, which is a thing, it is a huge thing in the industry, and the numbers on these cars can get stupid pricey. You can get north of $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 in a car like this because you put in so much of today's modern performance. You know, LSA motors, the supercharged CTSV or ZL1 Corvette motors, those things are all starting out of the gate at $35,000, $40,000 just for that motor. That's not buying any electrical system, exhaust systems, transmissions, drivetrains. So you could be 100 into a car just to get the motor to the transmit or to the rear end. That's where you'd be, just in materials and parts, for quality, efficient products that work.
So, Bub, one of the things we were just talking about, you cut your teeth. You stepped out of high school at the age of 14 to open this business. This was your original goal. You wanted to work with these cars.
Yeah.
Just before we went live today, share with everybody what you said about them.
You know, there's no money in it. There's so much time that goes into it because, again, that's what every one of these projects, and it's probably, I don't know if I can count on both hands an amount of times where I've gotten into one of these projects and it has been what it should be. It's, you get into these things and it's way worse than you could ever imagine because they're always bubble gummed up. They always look great from 10, 20 feet away. These guys, they buy them, they do a quick flip on them. They don't even media blast these things. They just scuff it down real quick with a 320 grit sandpaper. They throw some paint on it, throw some clear on it, buff it up a little bit and send it down the auction house. And that's the way these things are going through the industry. So you're getting great cars for 15, 20, 25 grand, but then you get into them. By the time you start doing paint and body again, you tear them all the way down. You start pushing that 70, 80, 90, 100 number just to get a full car that's, you know, decent, reliable. And it really, when you think about it, that's really the way of cars in general. You know, look at any car coming out of the automotive manufacturer nowadays. Brand new Chevrolet Tahoes starting at $75,000. Those trucks used to be 30. Brand new Harley Davidsons. I just looked at a couple of these the other day.
You did.
Starting at $45,000 now for an SVO model or a CVO model. So it's like you're looking at these things the prices of things are going up a lot, and it's common for a motorcycle to cost north of 40. Plan to probably have more than that into something like this. It's going to get you, your wife, your family around in it, something that's going to be reliable, that looks good. Everybody wants show cars because they watch them on TV and they see them under the pretty light. Everybody wants that, but they want it for a small amount. So you got to be prepared to go in and go big.
Good morning to the BEM dirt track driver, Mr. Mark Hoffman. You'll be hearing the Race Writer Report on tomorrow's show at 9:20, Bob, as we do our monthly show. But let's talk a little bit about this car. I see you don't have the door handles on it yet. Tell me why.
So we're in final alignment on everything. So as this thing came out of our paint and body shop, of course, it is completely stripped at that phase, which is no trim, no door handles,
nothing,
no weather stripping, no nothing. It's literally an assembly line shell that rolls down. We typically gap things before so that your doors are on, everything, all the jams are shot. So when you put everything together and you shoot down all of the base coat and clear coat on the outside, there's no risk of scratching the car when you're putting it back together. As long as you work safe and careful when you're doing locks, door handles, mirrors, things like that, it will go together like a charm, like it should. So the gaps are set. We did all that stuff first. Wet sanding and buffing is done. Polishing is done. So now we are in that final assembly phase, which is polishing all the chrome that just came back from plating, getting the rear bumper on, the side marker lights, getting the handles on, the locks on, doing all of that final trim, and then doing one full polish on the car once it's done, getting the new wheels and tires mounted in balance, checking for fitment. As you can see, this is a raw rim with no tire on it. Always key check for fitment, especially when you're working with custom cut stuff made for a vehicle. Test fit it first, because once you mount that tire, companies will not take it back.
It's done. And Bub, people can't see it from our vantage point, but the reason we use the we've got the film lights up for its intensity is we want to show how there are no flaws in this body. We want to be able to let people see this body is completely flawless. It's completely straight. Everything about this car was taken apart. There were 100 pieces laying all over the place. This body line right here, the style line, we call this the style line, is laser straight, Bub, along with the rocker panel, the rocker style line here, the bottom of the door line, which now, ladies and gentlemen, matches directly as it should into the style line of the quarter panel that tapers down towards the beginning of the rear fender. That's what's called quality. That's what's called taking your time. The head of our PR firm, Corvus Communications, the third largest public relations firm in the world, Mr. Michael Petrozzolo, did a study, Bub, a couple weeks ago. Do you remember what his findings were on that study? And he was very surprised what he revealed.
Yeah, it's funny because so he had sent us this from some of the biggest names in the industry, West Coast Customs, the guys at literally even at Orange County Choppers,
yep,
at Choppers Inc., at
everywhere,
West Coast Choppers, at Diesel Brothers, every
everywhere
major name in the industry. The number one thing on
ready for this, ladies
review,
and gentlemen,
number one lowest rating scales is because the timelines are never met. And that's what it comes down to with these cars. You can always project, hey, it's going to be 3 months, it's going to be 6 months. I feel like this one's going to be, looking at it, knowing what we're working with, it's going to be a 6 month build. I feel great about this. Before you know it, you get in and you're 12, 14, 16 months deep, because you just keep going and you're going and you're going. And all of these guys, it's not that they're doing it to push you off. They're doing it because they want to give you a quality job.
That's it. Something that's not found anymore.
Right. That's all it is. And these are big name companies out there, and it's everybody runs the same exact complaints. It's crazy.
Isn't that interesting?
It's crazy, yeah.
And by the way, Michael Petrozzolo, who is our PR firm, it's the president of the PR firm, again, Corvus Communications, Q-O-R-V-I-S. Check them out. They're the largest, third largest communications or PR firm in the world. They take care of us. They're seated in Washington, D.C. He is actually putting together an actual study founded by him and three other industry names to understand why this phenomenon has taken place in the industry. I can tell you why, from our perspective, it's been our largest complaint. And people want to pull cars and talk trash about you on the internet and bang you down, but don't understand that the quality of what Bub does takes so much time. The precision takes so much. Yes, I might meet with people and say, I'm projecting a 9 to 12 month timeline. But when you get into this, Bub, it's a totally different horse.
Right. Yeah, it's totally crazy, man. It's you've watched me do the assembly, for example, on like that CLS body kit that we've been doing. And that's coming from a really reputable company, but you start lining yourself up against things like you get into doing these assemblies and then you start seeing that the car was hit, and then you've got brand new parts that aren't fitting right, and it's not because the parts aren't fitting right, it's because the car's been hit and been ghettoed before.
Oh,
so it's like there's always a back and forth and a back and forth, and you got to know how to work one piece to make another piece fit and you've got to do it in a way that's quality. And at the end, it turns out to be 100% how it should be, not just another hack job that you run some little screws into or zip ties around to try to hold this thing together so the client picks it up and drives it for a week.
And that's why Derek Dietrich and all the big celebrities come to you.
Well, it's quality. You got to just go slow. There's no rushing at all.
And you won't be rushed.
Nope.
What will you tell somebody that pushed pressure on you?
Door's right there.
Door's right there. Ladies and gentlemen, pick it up. Take it on out of here.
I don't mind.
Don't care.
I'll see people in court if I have to.
I'll see you in court. That's exactly right.
And
by the way,
you can only do the job so fast. And that's the same thing that you get no matter where you go, whether you go into your dentist, whether you go, it's all by appointment only. You don't do walk-ins anymore.
Nope, I don't.
People are by appointment only.
Not allowed.
And things take time. You don't rush things if you want them to be perfect. It's just,
there are signs on our gate that say by appointment only, no trespassing.
That's it.
We used to have the gates open, Bob, for many years, and my day would be spent
just walking around talking to people.
Talking to people. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can
time
you go,
is money.
Can you go? Time is money. Do you go to a doctor's office with an appointment?
Nope.
Go to a lawyer's appointment?
Nope.
Accountant's office?
Nope.
Anywhere without an appointment anymore?
Nope.
Don't come here and give me guilt because I can't sit down and meet with you 100 times out of 100.
I mean, it's crazy because, as you know, in the industry, we talked about this a couple weeks ago with one of our good buddies at a dealership. Dealerships have now started doing
that's correct.
By appointment only. Car dealerships. And keep in mind, these are the people that used to be hawks, vultures. When you pull on that lot, you have 30 people flying at you. Now, they've completely changed all those standards. You pull in that lot, they won't even stop and talk to you unless you had an appointment and you're somewhat pre-ready to go.
Yep.
They're not even going to waste their time. And that's getting at a mass production level where they want to sell cars. Like, they want to get rid of these things. These are guys just pawns moving little things around. That's all it is.
And it's funny, people give you crap about, I don't have to make an appointment. I can just stop by. Well, you're on my time and you're in my business. You're going to follow my rules. It's how I keep my production levels up.
Right.
Okay. So you can't have it both ways.
Right.
Mark Hoffman wants to know, is this a 10-inch wide wheel?
So this is actually a 12 sitting on the back here.
And he's looking at that 1,100 miles away.
This thing is an absolute monster. This car, the stance, now that I've confirmed fitment, I'm going to go ahead and mount up these tires, get these Low Pro sitting on here, and drop this thing down on the ground. Let me tell you, it's going to be typical BEM stance. It's going to be tucked tight and look super good. And I cannot tell you, the polished lip on here, the gunmetal gray centers matched with this metallic pearl blue and that white top, this thing just looks combo on point. It's so good.
It's absolutely crazy. Bob, I'm going to show the audience a picture that I put up on Instagram this morning. This is the picture, and then I'm going to ask you a question regarding the picture. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll share this picture with you here. Let me get it up for you. Let's see if you can see that. There is Bob right there working on a 1970 or 72, Bob.
That's a 70.
1970 Oldsmobile Cutlass for 42. Uh-huh. He's doing some welding and grinding. You can see him there at it. You can see that picture at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page. Bubba, Mr. Mark Hoffman, the BEM dirt track driver, would like to know, is that a 350 Olds or a 350 Rocket motor that came out of that car?
Oh, so that one was a 350. I want to say that was a Rocket motor, right? That was a metallic gold flake that they did only on the Rocket motors. It was a gold flake. So I'm pretty sure that's what that was. It came out of that car was actually a Cutlass that somebody had modified quite a bit over the years. And now the current client is doing a resto mod / pro touring build to it, kind of a combo of both. He's doing that style build to it, and we're converting it into a 442 W30 package. So of course it'll have like the matte red inner fender wells on the front. You have all the W30 badging on like the rear differential assembly. All the holes that were on the bottom were all from the Cutlass style line. There was all the trim that was down on the sides, the fender emblems on the front, Oldsmobile across the trunk. All of that has to go for the new W30 package to be complete.
Big, big work, ladies and gentlemen. It's not easy to do what Bob does.
Well, and it's key, too. It's just that car alone is not only the quality of the paint and bodywork, of course, because we put a full W30 fiberglass front end on that car. So not only to do that conversion to make the fitment happen so that the gaps are all dead on with the rest of the steel-bodied car the way it should be, but also to not just slap the car together, do the paint and body, and say, okay, it's ready to go. No, it's the time to go out and actually find a true W30 package, find exactly the way those cars were designed and built from the factory, and then to match it up to the T. So that's how I knew that there were certain body lines that shouldn't be there, body moldings, holes, things that shouldn't be there. You have to get rid of all that stuff, and then you call the client and say, guess what? You are ready to go. Your W30 now is ready for assembly.
Jeff Graham says, Bub, the car looks really good, man, and he certainly appreciates all your hard work and slowing it down. If anybody has understood what this process has taken,
it's definitely Jeff. Yeah, he's been a very understanding client.
He drove down after seeing the Bucky dent episode on Velocity that we did, the season finale of South Beach Classics, and brought the car to us because of that. He says it's going to look better, though, when it's done and in his garage, Bob.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Jeff. Get ready, because this little girl is getting ready to come home real soon.
I love, love, love. I sent Jeff pictures when you got done painting this car, Bob, and you put it outside to dry. You're a big fan of baking outside in the sun.
Well, naturally, you let it heat up before. You know, I like to let my cars always sit for a couple days, even though we shoot with the best of PPG's clear, the ceramic clear. So when you shoot with that, you're still working with your standard dry time. So average clear is fully hard 8 to 10 hours after you lay it down. And that's just at standard temperatures, nothing crazy, not force baking it at 400, nothing. That's just standard traditional. You put some clear on the ground, it's gonna be that hard in 8 to 10 hours before you really wanna start messing with it, right?
But is there a difference, Bub? Because you're not a big fan. Is if you can work less inside of a paint booth, you will. If given the opportunity, you'll work less inside of a booth. But is there a difference in leaving it inside? You like, for some reason, the ultraviolet rays to dry cars. Does it give it a different hue or something?
No. It's, you know, shooting in a paint booth has its pros. Of course, you've got a better flow because you're forcing air across the car, so it's gonna make that clear flow.
Oh, okay.
So you're working with flow that's gonna be increased, so it lays out better, the clear lays out better. A little bit more clarity right out of the gate. Now, in our point of view at BEM, it does not matter what we are shooting. We are wet sanding that and buffing that car with a seven-step polish. So it doesn't matter what the freaking thing comes out like. It could come out mirror finish out of the booth. I'm still going to seven-stage polish that car. It does not matter. It's going to be mirror quality when it leaves. That's the same thing that we've got going on here. So you want to let this thing sit. I personally like to give it at least a couple days. Of course, we always take another work and get that stuff going in the workflow naturally, so then it gets a couple days, turns into a week, just being honest.
Yep.
And then we get on the wet sand and buff process, and then you can go all the way, you can go to town on it. So maybe you have a couple really big pieces of dust or dirt in your paint, you need to cut those down with 1,000. Sometimes we'll go, you know, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, 25, 3, because we do have 3 to 5 coats of clear on the car, so we have plenty to work with. We can cut real deep, but you can get through all of that wet sanding and polishing process, and the image that you get out of this paint is, it's stupid.
And
you can stand 20 feet back and see your own hairs on your leg.
You added a little bit, yes, you can. You added a little bit of pearl to this paint, not a little, a lot.
Well, there's a lot.
And when this sun hits it, when the sunlight hits it right, you almost have a greenish hue to it, which is stunning, man.
It's more of a shadow effect that this blue gets, because it's more of a blue with a silver metallic flake. So as the sun hits it, it naturally gets very, very light in its shade of blue. So as you can see, like the way the lighting's hitting this quarter panel, this looks very light, as right here by me, it starts fading just from the natural lighting.
Yes, it does.
It gets 3, 4, 5 shades by the time you get to the front end of this car, it looks much darker. So that's what you get when you put a lot of pearl in something. It will naturally change as the lighting's hitting it, which looks beautiful. You get a very, very vibrant color. It makes it pop when you hit, you know, with the sunlight hitting on the corners of the chrome and on the corners of the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
You start seeing all that, and it just looks beautiful. And that's exactly what you got here. So it's got a lot of that original, but a lot of the modern touch to it. So as this thing's going down the road, it's just going to look incredible.
Two things I want to point out, Bub. This almost looks like a layer of, hear it?
They could probably hear
all metal, but it looks like a layer of plastic. It's so thick that it looks like paint protection film that's on this. It's so vibrant and so thick. But the other thing is, I love what you've done with the top color. Okay, you stayed white with the top color, but you used this, you kind of made this custom blend paint so that it looks really good against that white, and it just is stunning.
The color combo I think is great, man. I think it's a classy color combo between the white, the blue, and then the gunmetal style rim, especially being GM's rally wheel, but just their massive modern production size. It looks really good. This car looks, I mean, total transformation between
huge
a factory 14-inch rally wheel versus this. This is a massive difference. It changes the whole look and appearance of the car. Once you set this down on the ground and that tire is right at that fender well, this thing is going to look like an animal that's ready to go out and tear up the road course.
So, Bub, I want to say, not sure what, okay. No problem. Well, hold on a second. No problem. Bub, you know what?
He does. He's so ADD. He starts texting in the
You know who we're talking to.
No idea who we're talking to.
Okay. Because you've got a big announcement you're getting ready to make.
I don't.
So I am working with that particular partner to
get
that announcement.
I have no announcements.
He's got announcements, ladies and gentlemen. He shared it with you about a month ago, and now we're ready to break it. So that's who I'm speaking with right now. I told him my phone was with me so he could finalize it.
Would you pay attention to what we're doing?
Right? When he text me. So, Bub, this is going to play very nicely with the beautiful chrome surround here on the rear quarter lights, the chrome bumpers, the beautiful chrome hat here we see in the center of this car, the chrome. There's going to be chrome handles right here. It's going to be a beautiful touch.
When this is all together and it's got its final coat of polish, trust me, there are handprints all the way down the side of this car right now. When this thing is together and under its final coat of polish, this thing is going to not only look beautiful, but it's just going to look freaking wet. I mean, the chrome polish everywhere, all of just the sparkle that this thing has in it, the beautiful stance it's going to have, is client's going to be blown away.
Can we talk, Bub, a little bit about, before we make a big announcement, that everybody's going to want to be here in South Florida November 11th at the Exotics on Los Alas show, and Bub's going to tell you why here shortly. Bub, can you tell us, what did this car come in terms of a power plant, and what will it be leaving with?
So it's a Chevrolet small block 350 cubic inch motor. It's a 4-speed manual transmission, manually operated clutch system, typical Z-bar setup. It's just your standard GM rear end in this car, nothing incredible, but a great power plant. So we went through, we upgraded everything amongst those pieces in terms of making them efficient and reliable. They are great components. You just have to put them with today's technology in terms of electronic ignition,
yes,
the fuel delivery systems,
yes,
the pulley systems, the air conditioning,
yep,
the suspension, the braking. You get all of that stuff upgraded to today's spec. And let me tell you, dude, it is a total dream to drive. You get in, you start the car, you rely on your gauges that are fully electronic now that look
all
exactly
electronic,
like,
yep,
factory.
Yep.
So it's like you get this stock, you get this vintage, you get this original style feel, but then you get all modern performance and reliability and efficiency out of it. And that's exactly what people want. They want the vintage look, but they want the modern feel and performance.
So, Bub, what came in on a tow truck will now be going home how?
Oh, it's going to be shredding tires up the street.
It will be driven home.
I don't know if Jeff's going to drive the car like that.
I think he will.
Okay, he might.
So, and this client, Bub, I believe lives about 2.5-3 hours away, right?
He'll be cruising.
North of us. He'll be cruising.
I don't know if it's going to be top down or top up, but I'll tell you what, this thing with the top
up. Either way,
up,
it's got air conditioning.
Really good. So, really good.
So, it really does, Bub. It,
yep,
looks really good. Very proud of you, Bub. You've done another phenomenal job. The chrome surround, the chrome bumpers, the chrome surround and the marker lights, the chrome in the wheels, the chrome accenting around the windows. You've done an amazing job. Your designs are stunning. You've got a 98 Camaro that you just designed out yesterday that's just nuts.
Wait,
man,
till that one's done. Hey, I'm all about that stance and combo, dude, so I'll tell you
and
what.
And the paint you're doing on it, the,
yeah,
styling, man.
So stay tuned, guys. You will see this thing going up on the social media feeds probably within the next couple days in terms of its final completion, the stance, the handles, all the polishing that still has to get done. Wait till you see this thing. The before afters are going to be incredible, because let me tell you, it looked disgusting before, and after is going to be monster.
I want you to know that Jeff Graham has officially asked me to do the initial quality control drive.
What? I feel like that's not what he said.
I think that's what he said.
Probably not.
No?
Probably says do not do the quality control drive.
I missed a do not.
Guarantee there's a do not in there. I haven't seen it, but we'll have to see.
Mark Hoffman said, Bub, are you going to include any of the custom, the color paint in on this wheel?
I'm not. So if I were doing something super flashy, a little bit more on the Pro Touring side than the Resto Mod side, this one's kind of a mix of the both.
Is there a difference between the two?
Yeah. Okay. So this one, I'm going to go a little bit more that Resto Mod side, where it still has that original style look and appearance, but more modernized in its touches. So I am keeping this with the gunmetal gray center, and it does work beautifully with that white top. You kind of break it up with
the
tones a little bit. Once this thing is, you know, got the tires mounted on it, dropped on the ground, you see the stance, that's when you step back from this thing and be like, holy crap, it looks really good. Now, possible that we did custom redline tires on here. Okay, maybe that's if you really want to go over the top and make this thing look like an absolute just pro touring beast. So stay tuned. You'll just have to see.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you're just going to have to wait. Jeffrey Graham, Bub, would like to again say thank you very much, sincerely. He says,
no worries.
A nice job, guys, and he can't wait.
Get ready.
Get ready, Jeff. So
thanks,
it's all about you, Jeff. Thank you for being part of our family, and we were honored to share this with you around the world today. Bub, yesterday our NBC released a press release. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports officially passed 10.3 million listeners last week.
Well, that's pretty good stuff.
It's pretty good stuff, isn't,
yeah,
it, Bub? It went out on the wires, ABC, NBC. This is the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports daily live show. Jeff Graham says, I'll take care of the quality control drive next week for you.
See, I didn't think you said anything about you driving the car.
I think
There's
we
no
just
way.
Missed that whole thing, Jeff. I think you said you wanted me to do it.
All right, I got to go.
That. Bub, I'm going to talk a couple of things. We have a big friend of ours coming into town. We are meeting with Monster Energy on Monday. He flies into Palm Beach International Airport on Monday. I can't disclose the time. Let's talk a little bit about that, please.
What about it? You just said you can't disclose much, but you want to talk about it.
I'm not going to disclose the arrival times. I don't want to do that. That's not fair.
So what are you saying then? What
do
you want to know?
So can you share with the world a little bit about who's joining us on Monday and the Monster Energy meeting that we're going to be having?
Well, so we're having a little get-together here. Let's call it a get-together. We'll keep this very vague. Get-together with us. Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers will be here. We'll be doing a little discussion with the guys at Monster Energy about something coming up.
Bub, also we have a big event on November 11th at the Exotics on Los Alas. You're waiting for me to knock it off, boy. You're waiting.
I'm just trying to wrap this up, dude. It's been 46 minutes. I don't know what we're talking about over here, and I got to work.
And Bub, on November 11th on the Exotics on Los Alas show, where we will be headlining with Monster Energy. Monster Energy is going to be out there. They're going to have two tents up. We're going to do autograph sessions, meet and greet. We are very, very proud to announce the official unveiling of
Senior Series Choppers.
That's correct. Go ahead, take it.
Well, that's it. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned for that. We haven't done the official release of the actual bikes themselves, but there is a fully built, ready-to-go, mass production Senior Series Chopper available through Orange County Choppers and us here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That you guys will be seeing not only on an episode of Discovery's American Chopper, but you will see that thing going into all of the media here very soon now that they have just completed the first two prototypes.
And Bub, we have been dealing with those prototypes over the last month. Can you tell people a little bit about what you think about the quality and everything like that? Senior and you have been going back and forth a lot.
It's great, man. So not only is it an affordable bike, that's the key. The key of this bike was to be affordable. A lot of people know the OCC bikes as north of six figures, just whatever the numbers may be, north of six figures. This is going to be a bike that puts it right into a $25,000 to $30,000 bike range, very comparable to pretty much every motorcycle manufacturer out there now, Harley Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, does not matter. It's going to be a comparable price bike. Financing options will be available, so that'll be something that you can walk in the door. The average guy can own one of the best custom bikes in the world.
And Bub, they will be available right here through Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You'll be doing some building here. There'll be two, I think, production facilities going on here at BEM and up at OCC headquarters in New York. The official unveiling will be in the Monster Energy booth. Senior, his wife Joni, Mikey, Bubba, myself will all be there doing autographs, meet and greets. We'll have the BEM Porsches out, and we will also have the new Senior Series Choppers out.
That's right.
November 11th, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, book your tickets. There goes Derek Dietrich. Book your tickets, ladies and gentlemen, and please join us live. It's going to be huge. Every exotic car in the world is going to be there, Bub.
That's right.
Tomorrow, Bub, on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, we'll be talking about rubber technologies. For example, what makes tires different today than what they were yesterday? We'll be going over some topics like that. A lot of great technical stuff will be happening, so we ask you to join us from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right.
Right on, Bub.
Yep.
Until tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style, your number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast and daily live stream. We are very proud to again say the press releases that hit the wire is we broke 10.3 million viewers and listeners last week, as verified on ABC, NBC, and CBS. We're very, very proud of that, ladies and gentlemen. The big Orange County Choppers, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Choppers Unveil, coming to you November 11th. Join us at the Exotics on Los Alas show in Fort Lauderdale. Please be there. Meet us in person. Meet Senior in person. Meet Junior in person. Or not Junior. Meet his wife in person. Meet Mikey in person. Meet all of us there. We'd really look forward to it. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, ladies and gentlemen, till 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be answering all your calls live and answering all your comments live right there. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a really positive manner, shall we? Let's open the door for somebody, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe a woman with a baby. It might be an elderly person. Who knows? But let's open that door for them. I'll tell you a funny story. A couple months ago, I was checking out. There was a gentleman in line. We were down south at an event we were headlining. We stopped. The register was down. The only thing that could be used was cash. And the gentleman that was behind me, very cool story, was just a very handsome, together-looking black gentleman. All he wanted was a Monster Hydro, and he only had his credit card, and the lines were backing up, and people were getting frustrated with the cashier, and it wasn't her fault. She was on the phone with her boss saying, we need help in here, we got to get the credit card machine up, we can't run the pumps, we can't get people checked out, blah, 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 blah. He went to put his drink back. I said, no, sir, you bring that back up here with me, and he just looked at me, and he didn't know what to say. I said, come on, man, put it right up here, okay? So he puts his drink up there, and I pay for it, and he goes on about his way. Never saw him again. He just said, thank you, sir. God bless you. And I said, you know what, man? God bless you, and thank you as well. The other night, I came out of my music class. I was playing in the studio for an hour. Wednesday nights, I play. I stopped at the store to get myself a drink, and wouldn't you know, just out of happenstance, there was a black gentleman in a Marine Corps shirt and a Marine Corps hat, and I was standing in line there. He said, throw your drink up there. I'm buying for you. That gives me chills. That's called good karma, ladies and gentlemen. So what goes around comes around. Let's reach out to open that door for somebody who's got their hands full. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, let's put a pair of shoes on their feet. Guys, you've got an old pair of sneakers in the back of your trunk, man. Probably high heels, too, if I know some of you people out there. And I do. You know who I'm talking about. And you know what? If somebody's standing on the corner with the sign that says, we'll work for food, do me a favor, guys. Sicko, 7-Eleven. Do it Bubba style. Take them over there. Protein bar and a power drink. That's all they need, man. It's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee. Until tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, right here, live. Let's keep on doing it. Bubba style.